Good morning, Rabboisai. So, the Nishmasim Mimirosi Ruspas Mordechai. I don't remember what the sponsors are. Yosef is not here. And whatever. Well, maybe he'll put it up on the screen. I don't remember what they are. Sorry. Yesterday was a tremendous day for us. Our Bechor got married. And Zoicha to learn Torah during the Chasana without really upsetting my Mishpacha. It was towards the tail end. And most of the guests left. A little bit of music was playing, but it was beautiful. Received many, many emails. I'd like to read some of them. I don't know, maybe 40 emails today. Just giving you a sample here from Stephen Borak. Just restarted Daf Yomi with the new finished 7 Masechtas in 8 months. Watching you give the Daf Yomi at your own son's wedding gave me real chizuk to keep going. I figure if your own son's wedding you stop to give the Daf, what excuse do any of us have? Yishkoyach by Joe Green. Rebelli, just want to wish you Mazel Tov and your son's Chasana. Thanks for keeping up the shir today. Truly inspiring for us. Maybe Zoyach to many more Simchas. Talmud. By the landsmen's, dear Rebelli, Shinoi brought tears to my eyes seeing you give shir the night of your son's chasana. My Rebbe always told me how important it is to have gaiva in today's generation. We see it firsthand. Self-worth is the biggest nesayin today. If you wouldn't hold of yourself so much, you would have skipped tonight's shir. I see how much the shir means to you. You even planned a wedding for the daf that talks about the chasan that is Torah doing mitzvahs. Keep up your tremendous dedication to the daf. Mazel tov. Your Talmidim, Joel Pollack, is one to see the exhilaration on the Rebbe's face and the Rabbi's face as he led the daf from the wedding celebration. It felt like we were there. Thank you for sharing out your simcha in this special way. I was able to show my children the happiness of a wedding and the enthusiasm of Torah learning before they went to bed here in California. Joel, somebody was asking. I said that it's a nace. My son is going to yeshiva, so I'll explain a little bit. My son was in a yeshiva called Barry Klein. It's called Chabura. Tremendous place. And during COVID, he came back to America. And as like a lot of the guys, COVID did a number on a lot of these bacharim that had a lot of chizuk in Eretz Yisrael. He came back to America. And he got a good job here. He's doing great. He's on the path in the nursing home industry. He has a very, very good job that he likes. He has a great car, a brand new renovated house that he lives in. And to give all that up and to say he's going back to Barry Klein, even though he has a job and even though that was his dream job and he finally got it and he finally this, that was a big nace. That's what I was saying, nace. I'm just explaining a little bit what it was, a nace, and there's another nace, everything. It's all nisim. What an unbelievable kala he got and everything else. So Baruch was mamish. He's watching us. I see nisim gluyim. That's what I see. I just wanted to share. If you see Nisim, if you see Nace, you're supposed to tell people about it. So I'm explaining it. By Sam Madler, dear Belly, love Daf Yomi, love when Daf Yomi, the coincidences, and was thrilled to hear about your personal one this morning with the Daf talking about the Chasan and giving the Daf on the day of your son's Chasan. Awesome. Not that it's nearly as personal as yours. We had a small coincidence too. We're on vacation in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. By the way, if I'm not reading the emails correctly, it's because the first part of the email is chopped off. So I have to, here, I'll show you what I mean. You see, like, the words, so, not bad for, I have to put it in a box. If I don't put it in a box, all these emails, they're chopped off, you see? This one, I put in a box. Somebody will tell me, all you have to do is set the printer like this and like that. Gevaldik, but I don't know these things. And booked a horse ride at our Airbnb farm stay. So, of course, we learned about napping, sleeping habits of horses this morning. I couldn't help but to think it was also a small kiss from Hashem. Absolutely. Love listening to your daf every morning in the lower Marion area of Philadelphia. Kol Tuv, Shmuel Adler. Here's the picture of Shmuel Adler with the horse and the Shita Nishman of David HaMelech. And then Rabbi Esterson says, dear Rebelli, sometimes the daf references that week's parsha on the upcoming Yontif. By the way, he wrote this on Shabbos before I ever mentioned this. I only saw it later on. We look at those as a kiss from Hashem to daf learners. If Hashem is saying, I notice you and you're learning, I think it's a Vilna Gaon that says that clearly Sunday's daf is a kiss from Hashem for you on a personal level. As you overtime, make sure to give shir despite how busy you are. Vizoicha, more kisses of Hashem, all types of different ways. Vizoicha, the Kimel Abbas, Taira, Ari Yesterson, East Bokeh Maget Shir. And there was another one here. I have to read this because this was moving to me. Might not be moving at all to anybody else. I showed this to my wife and she really appreciated this email, so I'll read it to the Oilam. At the beginning of Daf Chaf Hey, you mentioned that your wife is not happy about the timing of upcoming Shir. Given the opportunity, I would tell you, Chashav Rebetzin, Mazel Tov, your son's wedding, the Ebishter Zal Helfen, as a Shiddel Zal Oilam Yofazayin. Rebetzin, there are no guarantees in life. Recently, a young couple from Lakewood lost their life in the building collapse of Florida. Hashem Yirachem, Lo Yoleinu Oygeval. When we marry our children, we don't know what the future holds. How can we? We daven and shed tears. However, Rebetzin, there are in fact many things that we can do to ensure the success of our children. One of the things that is guaranteed to protect us and our children is Zikyu Arabim. Today we have Yiddishkeit and Torah, Zchus of Rebbe Akiva, Zchus Yoleinu. You remember what happened when Rebbe Akiva came home to his wife and his Talmidim, didn't understand, who is this woman? I was trying to get closer to the Rebbe, until he stopped him and said, Rabbi Isai, this is my Choshev Rebetzin, and all this Chos, my Torah learning is your Torah. Torah is in her Chos, it belongs to her, it's all hers. Mr. Fansky, all your Torah learning is in your Chos. Without your support, it would be impossible for your husband to accomplish anything. Thank you so much. Shkoyach, appreciate it. Beautiful email. Okay. Shkoyach, thank you. So anyways, we learned in the Mishnah. So yeah, the day before we learned, I was kidding, but okay, it's fine. Thank you, Shkoyach. Such nice people are in Chicago. Unbelievable. We learned the other day that you're allowed to eat achilas arai outside of the sukkah. And then yesterday, as we finished off the shir, we have this Mishnah. Ma'isa ve'vi'lo le'rim yoichanam and zakai litoim is atafshil. They gave him a chilas arag. What are you doing? You have to bring it into the sukkah. So now we're holding by the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Meiser chav vav amud beis. Five lines from the bottom. Meiser listar. You're telling me you're allowed to eat a chilas arag outside of the sukkah. And a second later, you're telling me that they told him, bring the achilas arai into the sukkah. You're telling me a contradiction. We have to explain it. If a person wants to do a chumrah and not eat an achilas arai outside the sukkah, he's allowed to. We must be careful. So here the Gemara tells us, if a person goes ahead and acts in a way that the halacha doesn't require, is a machmir in certain things, it's considered yuara, it's considered gaiva. So the Gemara, the Mishnah is telling us, that this is not gaiva. If you are concerned about eating outside the sukkah, Reb Zalman Twersky was telling me today, a big part of the shir here in Chicago, and he's telling me today that I was asking him, what is the pshat that Chabad doesn't sleep in the sukkah? I really don't understand. I told him, I was serious. I would love to understand it. And I heard different reasons. And we're too tame for the sukkah. I was like, this is the Raiso. How do we go? He said he's going to get back to me on a good answer. But meanwhile, he told me, he said the Chabad is makbid not to eat anything like an achilas arai outside of the sukkah. And there's no yuara. It's not gaiva. It's lechatchila to be makbid. There's the Chidah on the one hand says there's no inyan at all not to drink outside of the sukkah water, and then in a different place he says there is an inyan. It's like a contradiction in the Chidah. It's a whole parasha, but there's definitely reasons not to drink even water outside of the sukkah. Some say it's like you might come to drink other things, you might come to other achiz. Okay, fine. Anyway, it says here like this: Imbola achmer latsmi machmer v'lesbe mishum yaro. And then they brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I'm still choked up from that email. Ah, it's true. My wife doesn't get the credit she needs. So at the end of the day, We have a story that corroborates this idea that there's no yuara if you are machmir in these things. Seems like there's other things that you're machmir, you shouldn't be machmir. There's a problem of yuara, of gaiva in other areas of the Torah. I'm not sure exactly where and how, but this is not one of them. Vamru halum l'sukkah. Kids, we have to be careful. Person, no one else is machmir on a certain thing. And you go ahead and you're a super tzaddik. They call them the extra from, frumak, whatever you want to call them. It's an inyan of gaiva. There's a gaiva there. Continuation of the mission is they gave Rebbe Tzadok, so he took it with a napkin because of his dirty hands, not because of Natilus. And he ate it outside of the sukkah. You don't have to do Birkas HaMazon on some food that's less than a shear. We're on the Tabat of Chav Zayin Omad Aleph, three lines down. Now, if it was an egg's worth, you would need a sukkah. Let me have it to you. The Rav Yosef of Abaya, two shitas we had yesterday. Abaya says that the Talmid Chacham, before they went to yeshiva, they would eat a kebetza. So over here, it seems like it's a little bit of a contradiction. It says the Gemara, "Dimo pachzim kebetza netilu broch lebay." What the Mishnah is trying to say is not that you can't be medayik about a sukkah. What you could be medayik is how much do you need to eat for Birkas HaMazon and a bracha, but that's it. Netil Sadaim and Birkas HaMazon, we're not talking about a sukkah. So Dilma Pachs Mikabetza Netilu Bracha. And the only thing you could be medayik is HaKebetza by Netilu Bracha. We're not discussing a sukkah at all. We're talking about what requires washing your hands and Birkas HaMazon. Less than a Kebetza does not require Netil Sadaim and Birkas HaMazon. More than a Kebetza requires Netil Sadaim and requires Birkas HaMazon. Could I be medayik something about a sukkah? Perhaps not. Says the Halakha Mishnah, the official Mishnah, sponsored by official. Over the sukkah's period of 7 days, you have to eat 14 meals, two every day. Achas bayoyim v'achas balaylo. Interesting that the Me'iri points out a good kasha. What about Shabbos? Shabbos have to do shalosh shudas. So shouldn't it be 15? He says yes. Or actually he says no. He says the chiyuv, yes, you have to eat 15 sudas. But what we're talking about is the chiyuv of the sukkah, and that's only 14. Because it corresponds to the two sudas that you eat every day because you want to eat. Because of teshuvah and teduru, that's what he answers. So it's only 14. You might be chayev to eat the shalosh shudas, and once you eat it, you chayev in the sukkah. But in terms of what you mechuyev as teish began to do, it's only 40. You don't have to eat 40 meals. You could actually fast, as Rashi probably means. You do like intermittent fasting, fast, you know, don't eat for 16 hours. But I don't think he means like the entire day on Yontif to fast. Maybe it means periods of time. Okay. Akol banim, ein ledover kitzvah. You don't have to eat 40 meals. There's no inyan of how much you have to eat. Who points it out? Taisis, I think, that yes, there is a chiyuv to eat. We learned there's a chiyuv on chalamayid to eat a suda, but that's not what we're talking about here. Ein ledover kitzvah. Chutz meleili yotav rishon v'shachag bilvad. There is the chiyuv of eating the first night and only the first night. Yeah, we're talking about sukkahs v'samachta b'chagecha, the idea of chatzil Hashem, chatzil lochem. There is a lot of inyan of eating. The chiyuv of sudas, how many and what? Only the first night. V'adam Rebbe Eliezer, mishal yoch ha'leil yom tov v'rishon, yashem leil yom tov v'achrim shachag. So this is amazing. He says like this, if you miss the first day, you could be mashlim. You could eat another meal on Shmini Atzeres. There's no tashlum, it's not the Shmini Atzeres, they forgot a mincha, you dive in another mayrim. Ein ledover tashlum, you can't pay it back. Elo, va'al zeh ne'emar, Mu'uvels lo yuchal liskoin v'chesroin lo yuchal limonos. This is farfallen, as they say in Yiddish. It's too late. You missed your opportunity. You had the opportunity to do the mitzvah. You didn't do it. You can't make it up. Where else do we learn mu'uvels lo yuchal liskoin? Rabbi, not everybody together. We learn by Krishma. If a person forgets to say Krishma, he'll never be able to make it up. It's a deraisa, it's a deraisa that you can't make up. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe Eliezer. Why do you have to eat 40 meals? Teishu kein teduru. By the way, the Gemara is going to take this back, but this is the beginning. Teishu kein teduru. Ma diro achz b'yoyim achz b'layla. Not like here in America, 3 meals a day, geshmaka big meals. Those days, 2 meals a day. One in the morning and one in the evening. Avsuka nami, avsuka achas bayoyim, achas balaylo. So suka also. You have to eat like you eat during the year. And you have to act in the sukkah like you act during the year. And like we said yesterday, you have to bring in the couch in and the bed and the whole thing. So mela, when it comes to meals also, Rabbanon Kidiro. It's like a house, Madiro Iboy Ochil, Iboy Leochil. If you feel like eating, you eat. Absukanami Iboy Ochil, Iboy Leochil. You can't force the guy to eat 14 meals. Sometimes people take off meals. It's like the a regular day, regular year, you could do whatever you want. There are people that I know that are doing intermittent fasting, they don't eat. So they eat one meal a day, whatever it is. That's what they like. As the Gemara Yochi, afilu leil yom tov rishon, nami. If so, then why are you forcing him to eat on the first night of Yom Tov, or in America, the first 2 nights? Says Gemara, Rabbi Yochi, Mishum, Rabbi Shimba, Yitzadek, Ne'emar kan chamisha asar. It says by Sukkos, chamisha asar. This is called Gzeirah Shava. V'ne'emar chamisha asar b'chag ha-matzos. And by Pesach, it says the same words, chamisha asar. Mala al nailo rishon choyva mikam veilach rishos. There's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Sorry. So there's a chiyuv to eat only on the first night. Mikam veilach rishos. If you feel like eating, you can. I believe when we're learning Pesachim, I think I said in the name of the Gaon that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah every day. But there's no chiyuv, but there's a mitzvah every time you eat. So too, on Sukkos, it's also a chayv, mikan ve'elach rishos. So that's where the Tosfos is over here, of chatzi lochem, chatzi loshem, that there's a chiyuv to eat a suda, and he goes into it. Okay. V'hasam in olam. How do you know by Pesach what the chiyuv is? I'm a krov be'erev toichlu matzois hakosov kovoi choyvo. So, although we could say this tomorrow on Dav Chof Ches, but maybe if I'll forget, I want to say it over here. Sukkos is different than Pesach. Sukkah, every time you walk into the sukkah to eat a suda, you make a leishev every time you go in, whatever, according to the guy, every time you go in. I think everybody else does it once a day. No. Every meal. Okay, every meal. And they go in every time they walk in. Fine, every meal. How come on Pesach, when you eat matzah, let's say, you don't say a full bracha? So they explain that when it comes to Sukkos, since it's impossible to go the entire 7 days without sleeping, the Gemara says a person can't survive 3 days without sleeping. He must fall asleep. Regular human being. So memela, you're going to have to sleep in the sukkah. So if you have to sleep in the sukkah, so you have to say, Asher Kacham says that it's not a leish of a sukkah every day. Because you're going to have to. But matzah, you don't have to eat it. You could go the whole Pesach with eating apples. Not matzah. Memela, that's a big difference between Pesach and Sukkos. Why do Amar Rebbe Eliezer? Vaha, Amar Rebbe Eliezer. Arba Yisrael Yisrael is chayiv adam lechol bas sukkah. Achaz b'yom achaz b'laylo. So the Gemara is asking a question like this. If Rebbe Eliezer says you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, and then he says that you can make it up. How can you make it up on Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres you don't need in the sukkah. How are you making something up that you have to do in a sukkah on a day that you can't be in the sukkah? Omar Biro, Omar Reb Ami, Chazar Boy, Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer took it back. So let's see Rashi for a second. Rashi, the Ramasi, Chazar Boy, Reb Eliezer. It's just pshat in the Gemara, smack in the middle of the page. Chazar Boy, Reb Eliezer, Eitz Chachamim, he took it back from Chacham. Loimar, She'ein Ladova Kitzva. There's no amount of meals that you have to eat, just like Chacham said, there's no amount of meals. V'imrotl yis'anois yis'ana. Over here, Rashi says again, you can fast. The problem is that you're not allowed to really fast on Yontif. So exactly what he means from a meal. You can fast from a meal, maybe he means. Chutz melele Yontif v'rishon. The only thing that everybody agrees on is the first night you must eat. Ubahami apolig alayu, but this is where Reb Eliezer argues in Chachamim de Kosovar yesh lo tashlumin. You can make up if you miss the first, your wife gives birth on the first night of Sukkot. So you can make up that meal that you missed, you make it up on Shmini Atzeres. K'moish yesh tashlumim, says Rashi, l'korbanos yoyim rishon abi yom tov v'achron. The korban chagiga that you don't bring on the first day of Yontif, which you're supposed to bring on the first day of Sukkot. Remember, when Mashiach comes, we're going to have to bring a Karmel Chagig on Sukkot. And if you don't bring it, you can bring it on Shmini every day. Shmini Atzeres as well. So in Meila, I can make up a meal that I missed on the first night of Yontif. I'll make it up on Shmini Atzeres as well. There's no Sukkah? Okay, whatever. Mashlim B'mai. So how are you making up this meal, says the Gemara? Elam B'rifti, you're going to eat bread? Suda D'yomik Ochel. What do you mean? How could I tell that it's a Suda for Yontif? You have to make a Suda anyway. Suda the Yontif. Fine. So, and to do another Suda that's a Bracha Shein, it's Richa, Bikitzer, you can't really get out of this. Do what people do today, maybe. You eat a meal, you bench, you go to sleep, you take a walk around the block. Okay. But the Gemara says different, even better. L'may Yashlim. Yashlim b'mina targimo. Eat a delicacy, eat something else. Aminat Argimo, which Rashi says, very interesting. Rashi says, I thought this was funny. First of all, how do you read Rashi? See if you read it like I read it the first time. No, I'm kidding. Like, as a joke. Targimo says, Rashi, prune juice. It's not what he says. If you want to be medayik in Rashi, you want to see a funny word, that's what it says. Rashi says that it means apple, it means fruit. It means fruit. Kigoin peiros. Although you could eat peiros, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that bread, if it's a kibetz, has to be in the sukkah. But peiros, meat, fruit, and dairy, you could eat out of the sukkah. That's how they paskin. Maybe if it goes together with bread, I don't know exactly. Okay, b'mini targim, tanya nami achi, im hishlim. So, im hishlim b'mini targim. He missed one of the sudas. Now, over here it seems from Rashi that he missed the first night. That's what it seems like from Rashi over here. Although in Yuma, Rashi says that he missed one of the 14 sudas. Okay, but he missed the Suda, and he makes it up, b'mini targima, with the prune juice, yatza. So, we see the same thing. Shal apitropos shal Agrifas HaMelech, the assistant of Agrifas HaMelech, es Rabbi Eliezer. Kigoinani, check me out. She'eni rogel echol el sudachas mayon. I only eat one meal a day. Now, you have to understand, we learned in Pesachim that Agrifas used to eat, Agrifas, the king himself, used to eat at the ninth hour of the day. When is the ninth hour of the day? Believe it or not, it's like Yeshiva Bachar, Ben Ezmanim. 9 hour of the day is 9 hours after sunrise. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when the king used to eat. So now we understand why he only ate one meal. Shalom Aleichem, Joel Pollack. From Los Angeles. I might be coming to visit you Watch out. Shkoyach for the email. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. Probably next week, coming to visit. So, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention the big, big Shever Brachas in Brooklyn, New York, in Zemer Hall at 7 p.m. this coming Thursday. Be there or be square. Okay. Phil Sanders. Okay, no, I'm kidding. You look serious. Your mom is like, wow. I was joking about the be square thing. You don't have to come if you don't want to. Okay. He's looking. Oh, whoa. Was he serious? No. I'm not pointing you out. I just happened to notice you on the screen. And I like your hat. Yishkoyach. You got to see what he looks like. You see the screen? No, you don't have a screen. Okay. It's not an MDY hat, but it's okay. It has ears. I don't know what it has. It's something going over there. So listen to what Rabbi Eliezer tells them. You hear? We have to time out. Before we... Oh, he's now on this main screen. Shkoyach. Mirvaish, the guy Barabim. Nobody's... Yeah, hold on. Maybe I'll show the Olam over here also, what he looks like. So now, 5,000 people saw you. Great. Anyway. Listen, you're learning with the Geshmak. Torah with the Geshmak. Boys, listen to this. We're going now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, they have to eat 14 su'udas on Sukkos. It's 14 su'udas. So he's saying, but I only like one meal a day. By the way, I'm sharing a personal chisaron that I have. I don't like eating Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos. I don't know why. I don't have a taiva for it at all. Like, by the time Shalosh Shudas rolls around, I'm stuffed from the meal. My wife makes so much food. It's a struggle every Shabbos. So, that's what he's asking. Somebody like me, I'm stuffed. What should I do? I can't eat another meal. Do I have to eat two meals a day? Like the Mishnah Berurah says about a guy that hates fish. He doesn't have to eat fish on Shabbos. It's not important to eat fish. If it's terrible, you hate fish. A lot of people, like a lot of my kids, don't like fish. So, do I have to eat another meal? So Rabbi Eliezer says, oh, you have to eat another meal. Eat hors d'oeuvres, you eat the first course, second course, just to get ready for the meal. What? You can't afford one little thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's wrong with you? Yeah, you have to eat two meals, and if it means you have to, not everything is comfortable. Not every mitzvah you do is comfortable. So yes, you have to eat that meal. Another question he asked him. What about me? Great. I hope they know about each other. He has one in Tveria, one in Tzipori. Don't worry about it. I made this one a sukkah. I made that one a sukkah. Is it okay? You realize as a whole that you can't leave your sukkah. You have to build a sukkah for 7 days. So, but I built one for 7 days, but I'm not making the mitzvah in one also. I do a little achil in this one, then I do shein in that one. The kids, I mix it up a little bit. Omer loy, loy. You're not yoitza. Shani oimer, but this is, don't worry about it, it's only his sheet. Shani oimer. Kala yoitza mesuka lesuka, bitel mitzvasa shalrish oina. If you go from one sukkah to another, even though you built it, everything, you mevatel the mitzvah. Let's see. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Daf Chav Zayin Omid Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group for all those who need Shiduchim Refuas Yeshuas. Please join Tehillim.Eitmandaf.com. So we learned, Eyoitim is sukkah l'sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer says, this sheet is Rabbi Eliezer. You cannot leave your sukkah. You build a sukkah, it's for you. That's it. Done. And you cannot build a sukkah in middle of Chol HaMoed. You didn't remember to build a sukkah, you can't build one. You could go from one sukkah to another sukkah. And you can build a sukkah. When we learned it the first time, somewhere in this Masechta, we also learned that's because you were a oinus. But let's say you deliberately didn't build your sukkah, even according to Chachamim, we're going to penalize you and you cannot build it in Chol HaMoed. v'shavin, but everybody agrees, shim nafla, if the sukkah falls down on sukkahs, shechayzer u'boyne b'chaylo shel moed, you could go and rebuild it. On Chol HaMoed, you can rebuild it. Now, over here, Tosfos says, if you look at Tosfos, we'll keep on going. Tosfos says it later. My time in the Rebbe Eliezer, or Makro, Chag, Sukkah Taz L'Chol Shivas Yomim. You must build a sukkah to you for 7 days that can last 7 days. Asei Sukkah Ruhi L'Shiva. And if you miss the first day, so you can't build it on the second day. And if you build a sukkah, you have to stay in that sukkah. You can't go to your friend's sukkah. You can't go to your second wife's sukkah. Rabbanan Achi Komer Achmonu, I say sukkah b'chag. They say the exact opposite. The pasuk is coming to say that you could build a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed. V'shavin, shim naflo. It's one of the sukkahs that's probably not very hard to build. Otherwise, it'd be a problem to build on Chol HaMoed. V'shavin, shim naflo, shechayzer rabbeinu oiso, b'chayla shel moed. You can rebuild your sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Pshita, what is the chiddush? He's using the same sukkah l'chayra. He's being in a sukkah for 7 days. The whole chiv is to be in a sukkah for 7 days. So what's wrong? He's in this sukkah for 7 days. Says Gemara, ma'u the same hayachriti ve'en l'shiva. Maybe we'll consider this another sukkah. It fell down, so now you're rebuilding from scratch. So let's consider another sukkah. Now you're in two sukkahs. Vein al shiva, comes out that the first one wasn't for seven, the second one's not for seven. Kamash malon. Now, are we talking about the same wood? Is he rebuilding? So Rashi says yes. I'm sorry, Rashi says no. Rashi says, look at this. Hoyel v'yoshev b'yantav, v'zu l'hashlami. You're trying to make it up. Sukkas shiva karinove. It's only making up to the first one. So that's how they learn in Rashi, that it's not the same wood. Even not the same wood. And Tosfos over here says, yes, farm is a kosher to them. Komashul and kibni di dokov, he, it is the same. Mashmal, the fisher, boina, oisa, ba oison, eitzim. So Tosfos says, it's only if you build it with the same wood. Says the Gemara. Tanya Reb Elezer Oimer, Kishem Shein Adam Yoytze B'Yidei Chavas B'Yom Tev Rishon, Shel Chag B'Lulav V'Shechaveroi, just like you need your own Lulav and Esrik, D'Chsiv, Ulekachtem Lochem, B'Yoymer Rishon, Priyet Sodor, Kabis Tmorim, Mishalochem, it has to be yours, Kachilim Yoytze B'Yidei Chavas B'Sukkah Shechaveroi. So too, you're not Yoytze by sitting in your friend's Sukkah, D'Chsiv. Thank goodness we don't pass like that, right? We could go visit Yeshver, the whole thing, because this is his shita. Reb Eliezer says, it's like a lulav. You have to have your own. You have to have your own sukkah. You have to make yours. Shivas yomim. Mishalcha. Even though when it comes to lulav, you're not yoytza. I agree with that part. You are yoytza with your friend sukkah. So what if they could all sit in one sukkah? How do you see from there that you're not a partner? Maybe we're all our partners. Says Rashi. How many Yidden are there in the world? Knew anybody? How many Jews are there?
7 million.
No. Yoel says 7 million.
One.
No. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, 7-8 million, let's say. So how do you have 7 million people build a sukkah and each one has a shavah pruta? Let's say they build a giant sukkah in Yerushalayim. It's 7 million prutas worth, says Rashi, no. Impossible. And therefore, that means that somebody's lending somebody his pruta and they go into a whole nidon here. If you have less than a pruta, can you be a partner? Not. Rashi says you can't. So what if a guy wants to be mishtatav in Eres Chanukah? Pruta, not pruta, all these things. Okay. Says Gemara, V'rabbanon hay l'cho ma'idar shibay. Reb Eliezer is right. It says l'cho. It has to be yours. V'boyle l'mutei gzula. No. It's coming to tell us gzula, a stolen sukkah. Now, does anybody remember? We've discussed this. How do you steal a sukkah? Sukkah is made on the ground. How do you steal a sukkah? The answer is, the only way to do it is a Chabad sukkah. one on wheels, a truck sukkah. You're allowed to borrow a sukkah, you're allowed to be a guest by somebody in sukkah, and we pass like chachamim. The only thing is that the Torah says, don't steal it. Okay. What does Rabbi Elazar do with kol ezrach? So, we're not going to get into all the sugyas. You know, every bar mitzvah you go to, what happens if a bar mitzvah bachar? He becomes bar mitzvah during Sefirah Sa'imer, all these things. But if a boy became bar mitzvah in the middle of Sukkot, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that a person must build a sukkah for 7 full days. But this bar mitzvah boy, his sukkah is only for 4 days, and it says shivas yamim, so maybe he shouldn't even keep the 4 days. So it says kol ezrach, that even a ger that just became a ger during Chol HaMoed, a katan that became a gadol during Chol HaMoed, let's say, he's chayav b'sukkah. And how do Rabbanon know this? Rabbanon kivin shomer u'ois in sukkah b'chol HaMoed le'izrach kra. We hold that you could start a brand new sukkah with 4 days left to sukkahs. So Mela, a bar mitzvah boy, 4 days left to sukkahs is also chayav. Torah Rabbanon ma'isa. Oh, we got to the story. Ma'isa b'Rabbi Eloi. Sholach lag b'nei Rabbi Eliezer. It's like an Erevin story. Remember those stories? Ma'isa, and a guy went, and there was an Erev. And that was the end of the story. And then we started a whole discussion for an hour about the Erev that he went to. But the whole story was that he went, and there was an Erev. Remember those? Nakishmak. Okay. Ma'isa b'Rabbi Eloi. Sholach lag b'nei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi b'lud b'regel. Gishmak. Rabbi Eliezer went. Rabbi Eloi went to see his Rebbe. Rabbi Eliezer. We're just talking about Rabbi Eliezer in Lud on Yontif. Omar Eloi Eloi, Eincha Mishayif Seyaregel. What's wrong with you? So look at Rashi inside, and we have Breslov has to think the Gemara that we don't paskin like this. It says like this. We've seen the sugya. It's not just this Rashi. It's the whole Gemara. What's wrong with you? You're not being Mekayim Yontif. You left your wife alone. How could you? All of a sudden, the lazy guys, they're doing the right thing by being lazy, by staying home. What's Beisecha? You and your house? No. You and your wife. This is a chiyuv to be besimcha with your own wife. But wait a minute. How does this fit in to the chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel on Yontif? You're supposed to go see your Rebbe on Yontif. Disha Shunamis, who was promised the son by Elisha Novi. And then her son dies, so she runs to Elisha. And her husband says, why are you running? It's not Shabbos, and it's not Rish Chodesh. Well, the Ben Yoda I saw learns that Shabbos is not really Shabbos. It's whatever. It means Yontif. But okay. Michlal, if he asks her, why are you going? Interesting, huh? That a woman also, that was her Rebbe. Elisha was her Rebbe. She went to be Mikabel Pnei Rebbe. But I guess the woman would have to go. Interesting. Didn't really think about it when I was learning it. But as I state, he understood. If it's Shabbos, I understand why you're going Lagbol Rabbi. If it's Shabbos means Yontif. Shchodesh, also interesting. Go on Rish. Every Rish Chodesh, you go. I mean, on Rish Chodesh, yeah. So you see, they have to go. Says Gemara Pashat, Loi Kashi, Hoda Ozov Asibi Yomei. Yeah, you go, but you come back. You have to be with your wife. Yavim Sameach, your house, it says. Simcha means with the ganze mishpacha. Hadaz v'leyasubi yoymei. This that I said, you shouldn't go, means, I meant, don't go see the Rebbe if you're not going to come back that day. So that's Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. We don't really pass like that. Varaya, how do you know that we don't pass like that? Because we had the other day. We had, what was it, Rav Chisda with Rav Nachman over there, Rabbi Huna. They went and they slept on the, we just had yesterday, they slept on the riverbank. And the day before, they slept, or not before, but we had a few times that they slept in the sukkah with the los, with the decorations. Kitzer, they slept away from home. Story that Rabbi Eliezer, now we're talking about Rabbi Eliezer, he was in the sukkah of Yoichanan Rabbi Eliezer in Kisaria. And some people say it wasn't Kisaria, it was Bikisaria. And all of a sudden it got sunny. Omar Lois, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mao Shefrois, Ole Osadin, can I spread out like an umbrella, a shade, to shade us from the sun? Omar Loi. So he avoided him completely. He completely changed topics. How did he change topics? He started talking Torah, something else. Oh, by the way, every single shevet of the Shvatim, Shilohemid Mimeno Shoifet. A Shoifet is from the time of Yeshua all the way to the Malachim. There's a Shoifet from each and every one. Rashi goes into it over here. I don't think so. Moshiach is Shmuel, Eisim Shayu, Mishmeis, Yeshua, Vatshmul, Shmuel, 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 Melch, Yeshua, Mephraim, says Rashi. Eyud, Mibin Yamin, Gidon, Mibin Menashe, Harei, Bnei Rocha. Shimshoin was a Shoifet, comes from Don. Barak, Mikedesh, Menaftali, Harei, Bnei Bila. Ifzon, Zeboyaz, Mihuda, Eili, Melevi, we know the famous Eili, with Chana. Anyways, we have more shoftim. We don't know where to fit them in, and we have shvatim. We don't know who the shoftim are. Okay, says Rashi. I don't know all of them. I know a lot of them. I guess you know what. Now I'm thinking even more. Rashi says we don't know. These four, Reuven, Shimon, Gad, Asher, who the Shoftim are from. And that's what the Gemara is coming to be Mechadish. You should just know that each and every one of those has at least one Shoftim. Exactly who it is, we don't know. Okay, so that's the Chiddush in the Gemara. Right? It's a very nice way to change a topic and tell you a big Chiddush. You should know every Shevet had a Shoftim. Now the sun keeps moving and it's beating down on them harder and harder. Amar Loi, hello, we're getting hot here. Could I put up a linen? You didn't get the hint? I'm not answering you. And now I'm going to change another topic. And I'm going to tell you. You should know that every Shevet has Nevi'im. Shevet Yehuda ben Yamin, that did not have a Navi. Did you know that, Rabbi Isai? There was never a Navi from Shevet Yehuda and ben Yamin. Unbelievable, no? But they had something else. Their melachim came through the Nevi'im. Now the sun is beating on Rabbi Eliezer. So I said before, Rabbi Eliezer asked the question. It's Yochanan asked the question. Yochanan is the one that wants to know, could you put a blanket out, protect from the sun? He didn't care. Rebbe's not answering me. Rabbi Eliezer's not answering. I'm going to do it. He took his stuff and ran. Says the Gemara, not because he didn't want to answer him, that he didn't know, or the reason why he didn't answer him is not because he didn't want to teach him a halacha. The reason is because he didn't want to say something. He knew the halacha. Didn't want to say something he didn't hear from his Rebbe. We had this a number of times. He didn't want to say something he didn't hear specifically from his own Rebbe. Says the Gemara, the bottom line is, why am I saying all this? But how is this possible? How could Rebbe Eliezer go and be in Yochanan's Sukkah when you're not allowed to go to another Sukkah? Rebbe Eliezer is the one that said this whole thing, all the way at the top of the Amud here. Right? The top words, first words on the Amid, Ein Yoitzim Mesuka L'Sukah. And if you look at Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, it says, who is it? Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe says, you're not allowed to go from one sukkah to another sukkah. So how did Rebbe Eliezer get to Yochanan Sukkah, where he's asking him questions about linen? Says the Gemara, Regel Acher Havim. It was another yontif. It wasn't Sukkos. V'omer v'le'ezim shabechani yitzatzlonim sh'yoytzim mi'batim v'regel. So I have another problem. Okay, so it's not Sukkos. Great. But how did Rebbe Eliezer leave and go to somebody else's sukkah on Pesach, let's say Shavuos, Rosh Chodesh, whenever it was? How can you do that when Rebbe Eliezer is the one that says, you don't leave your house, you stay home with your wife, he says. Says the Gemara, Shabbos Havoy. It was a Shabbos. And what was the problem on Shabbos? The problem on Shabbos is, can I build an oil arai? Can I build a temporary roof to protect from the sun on Shabbos? So what's the big shayla? We already had the shayla. Remember, we had this in Shabbos. We had this in Erevin. Sorry, Erevin we had it first, I think. Then we had it in Pesachim. Look in the side. Somebody look in the side here. Actually, I'll look for you. Shabbos and in Erevin. It is in Shabbos. Okay. The what? The snap. Kaka haloin. So here's Pekachaloi. One chart for today. It's one more than the book on Sukkah has. No charts for the next few pages. Next for that. Pekachaloi, a shutter of a window. We had all Sukkah, it's hanging, not hanging. But you take this shutter and you put it in the window. There's no more window. If it's hanging, it fits right in, it's made to be like this, then it is something that you could do on Shabbos. Bimlav and poking boy, you're creating your oil, you're building on Shabbos. So can't we learn from this idea? Isn't this similar to a sheet? And Rebbe Eliezer says, he himself says, that if it's not hanging, you cannot put up a new sheet. So Rebbe Eliezer should say, you can't put a sheet up on Sukkos. Says the Gemara also, Mhudim Vatel. This Pekachach Haloin becomes bottle, becomes part of the wall. But when it comes to a sheet, I'm going to remove it in 5 minutes. When the sun leaves, I'm taking it out. So I'm not being Mivatel, the sheet of the Sukkah. So Meila cannot bring any raya from this case, and that's why he couldn't bring a raya from Eliezer himself. Aboisai, have a wonderful day. The shiur tomorrow, yes. Meanwhile, I'm in Chicago tomorrow, I think. There's no guarantees. I might leave tomorrow if I can't get tickets or whatever. We have to see. I don't have tickets yet. I have to get to New York sometime, somehow.
Recording stopped.
Thank you.